Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Trump's Twitter trumps tranny twick twit tricks. Trump's Twitter trumps tranny twit tricks. While Sally is selling seashells by the seashore and engaging in free market capitalism, Trump's Twitter is trumping the tranny trick twits who are whining on Twitter. I looked at Twitter today. Apparently football is a big deal. Apparently there's people who play football that kneel instead of standing up during the national anthem. I'm not really sure where I come down on this. Because look, on one hand, all of this nation-state worship and all this other shit, patriotism. I have no allegiance to a piece of cloth. I certainly have no allegiance to the government of the United States. On the other hand, these people, and I use the term people very loosely, yeah, you're welcome, you're fucking welcome. Yes, I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Seneca Libertarian Society, podcasted for 12 years. In the previous episode of Stating the Obvious, I said that in the next episode of Stating the Obvious, the cruise missile of my intellect, I said that I would talk about politics and statism and everything else and stop telling personal stories and talking about girls and all this other stuff. So here we are. We're going to talk about politics. We're not going to talk about the fact that all of a sudden summer is gone here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It's all overcast and rainy and shit outside today and the fuck is going on. It's not that bad. It's like 55 degrees out there and I'm walking around, I'm wearing shorts and sandals, and I see these people bundled up in their parkas and shit like they're in Antarctica. They got their hats pulled down and everything. I'm like, goddamn guys, it's 55 fucking degrees. Can you Coloradoans be any bigger pussies? And the answer is no, you can't, because you're from Colorado and you're all either fucking stoned or drunk or stoned and drunk, and therefore you can't regulate your body temperature and you have no fucking body heat, and anytime the temperature goes below 70 degrees you all fucking freeze to death. On the other hand, the reason these morons on these football teams who are making all of this money are not standing up during the national anthem isn't because they are anarchists who are opposed to statism and opposed to people being owned by the government and paying taxes and all this stuff. They're doing it because they're virtue signaling and because they hate Donald Trump and they hate Republicans and they hate white people, and they're trying to virtue signal how racially tolerant and diverse and multicultural they are and how much they care about the children's and all this other horse shit. It's just another form of virtue signaling. None of them really have the slightest fucking clue why they're doing what they're doing. They're just looking for attention. But on the Twitterverse, holy shit, this is all over. All over. It, my friends, is all over the Twitterverse today. Also on the Twitterverse, if I remember, because I never forget anything. Fuck was I talking? Where did that? I need a piece of paper because I gotta write shit down because I'm gonna forget it. Oh, there's this. Oh, I'm not gonna have time for that. Then there's this. Wait, what was I doing? Oh! Whew. Oh, the other thing I thought about, all these guys getting down on the one knee. It's like, well, are you just getting down on one knee so you're in a better position to suck some dick? I mean, I don't really get it, but okay. The other thing that I saw on the Twitterverse, I'm writing down to put in the screenshot in the show notes. Screenshot. Cato Institute, which is normally a relatively sane group of people. I mean, relatively speaking, normally sane, normally oriented towards freedom and free markets, not entirely, of course. Cato Institute tweeted a tweet that says DACA recipients are culturally and educationally American. They contribute to the economy and don't live off handouts. Now, there's a link that goes with this. I didn't click on the link because I don't really care. However, just because we're here and we're doing this, let me put the link. Let me see what the fuck comes up. Don't end DACA, the immigration program Trump must save. Okay, look, here's the thing. So your argument is that this is the Twitterverse. This is an argument on the Twitterverse. Yes, I know it's only 140 characters. I don't care. This is why I don't argue on the Twitterverse. The argument is that DACA, great one. Do you know exactly what DACA does? Do you know what it's all about? Do you understand it? No, I don't give a fuck. Here's what I know about DACA. It's funded with my tax money, and if people don't obey it, then they will be put into cages. Okay, it's statism. That's what I know. I am opposed to statism. Well, great one. Don't you think it's important to know? No, I don't. It's like saying, well, when she was raped by this guy, was he right-handed or left-handed? Was the condom he wearing, was he wearing a lubricated condom, or was the condom ribbed for her pleasure? I don't really give a fuck. It doesn't fucking matter. DACA, whatever it is a government program which is funded with my tax money, which is taken from me under threat of violence, and it is a statist program run by the fucking government. Thus, it is irrelevant to me what the fuck it is. Like everything else the federal government does, it should go the fuck away. Now, Cato's argument is that DACA recipients are culturally and educationally American, and they contribute to the economy, and they don't live off handouts. My response was on the Twitterverse, because not like I'm trying to really have a debate, but I just thought it would be every once in a while I like to say something on the Twitterverse. I retweeted it and put in there that many rapists, child molesters, and wife beaters pay taxes and went to college. What's your point? Do you have a point, Cato, or are you simply virtue signaling? No, sorry, this is statism. I'm opposed to statism. I could read, what is this long ass? Well, it's not long. This thing here, nearly 91% of them are legally working. Again, who gives a shit? What does that have to do with anything? Anytime you, if you would like to continue DACA without any tax money to fund it, feel free. Feel absolutely fucking free. The Trumpenfuhrer is the president. So far, he has not put any liberals in concentration camps. He has not put Hillary Clinton in jail. My taxes haven't gone down. Government spending's going down. Now, anything he's going to cut, I'm 100% okay with it. Blah, blah, blah. They pay. Can you. Who. That. DACA is a 2-year work permit limited to unlawful immigrant children brought here younger than 16 who are attending school or have graduated. Okay, so that's being paid for by my... Again, okay, great. So if they're attending a school that I don't pay for with my taxes, sure, they can stay here all the fuck they want. Or have graduated and continuously reside here since 2017 who aren't criminals and fulfill a handful of other... is a 2-year work permit limited to unlawful immigrant children. Well, but if they're unlawful, why would we let them work? It's like, you people, you want a government and you want all these laws, but then you want some of the laws to be... This is what fascinates me about statists all the way around, all of them. Right-wing status and left-wing status. You all need the government to give you laws, but then you expect some of the laws to not apply. It's like, well, but there should be all the laws, but the laws I don't like, I'll just ignore. It's like here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we got all these left-wing statists who love laws, and they all own, not all, many of them own dogs, and when your dog shits on the sidewalk, you're supposed to clean the dog shit up off the sidewalk. And they let their dog shit on the sidewalk and walk away. You're also supposed to keep your dog on a leash. That's a law. because we got a law for everything. The law says your dog has to be on a leash. Right. Speaking of that, I was trail running, what's today, Sunday, so it would have been Friday. I was running Friday morning, and there's this woman walking out there, and I go past her, and she kind of flags me down. She says, have you seen a German Shepherd? I'm like, no, I haven't. She had her leash in the hand, but there's no dog attached to the leash. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is why your dog's supposed to be on a leash. And I'm running around the lake, and I get to the other fucking side, and there's this dog running around on the loose. See, sweetie, and that's why your dog is supposed to be on a leash. But see, everybody thinks, all of you fucking statists think that the laws are for other people, but not for you. Right? Well, I can let my dog off the leash because my dog is different. Right? When my dog shits on the sidewalk, I can leave the shit there and walk away from it because, well, I'm in a hurry or I voted for Hillary Clinton, right? You know, so we're going to have all these laws about immigrants and who can come to the United States. But, you know, there's some people, though, that should just be exempted. You know, we should pay taxes and stuff like that, but some people shouldn't have to pay taxes. So yes, let's end DACA. Let's end every fucking government program we can fucking end. We, the royal we. Got this from Cappy Cap, saw this over on his blog post. 50% of millennials would give up their right to vote to get student loans erased. Remember when I saw that thing, I read that it was on the internet, it must have been true, is something like some percentage, I don't remember now, it's in the fucking show notes somewhere. Some percentage of government employees said they would quit if Donald Trump was elected president. I wonder if any of them quit. I love these fucking vacuous opinion polls like this of would you do such and such, and people just spout off at the mouth, you know. Yeah, it's real easy to stand around and say shit like, yeah, if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm going to quit my cushy fucking six-figure government job or I don't do anything. And then he gets elected. You know, like, all you be, if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm going to Canada. I notice all of you are still here. I set up a website, Commies to Canada, commiestocanada.com, to help raise money to help get your fucking worthless, parasitical, left-wing, statist, social justice warrior, little fucking cunt, faggot ass, the fuck out of here and to Canada. You're still here. You're still here. It's real easy to fucking mouth off. It's another thing to actually do it. Kind of like when girls say, oh yeah, I'll call you and we'll get together. But we're not going down that path. That, of course, never happens to me. No. No, chicks never fucking tell me, oh yeah, we'll get together. Give me your number. And I'm just like, right, you are so fucking lying. All right, according to a new survey from Credible, a personal finance website. Oh, it's on the internet. It's people on the internet taking a poll. We know this is going to be accurate. 50% of all respondents aged 18 to 34 said they would give up their right to vote during the next two presidential elections in order to never have to make another loan payment again. Okay, if you are willing to give up your right to vote for the rest of your life to not make loan payments, we'd have a deal. I would be on that like white on rice. I would be on that like Hitler on non-smoking legislation. I would be like that. I would be on that. How offensive can I get? Like Jews in a concentration camp. I would be on that like stretch marks on a single mother. I would be on that. No, no, no. We'll give up our right to vote for 2 years. No, that's not worth it. This is a misleading. This is from Fox Business, foxbusiness.com. The link will be in the show notes. Give up their right to vote to get student loans erased. That is a misleading headline. That's clickbait headline. I'm thinking, oh, you're going to give up your right to vote for the rest of your life. I'm in. I will personally call the Trump and Fuhrer and say, yo, Donald, let's talk about this legislation. But no, no, no. You only want to give it up for 2 fucking presidential elections. Well, wah, wah, wah. Then we got some other stuff, other extremes. These are extremes, okay? This is extreme for millennials. We're going to talk about what millennials regard as extreme. Because they're not spoiled. Oh, they're not spoiled. No, no, no. They don't have first world problems. What are extremes? So if someone came to you and said, we'll erase your student loan debt, what are some extreme things that you, as a listener to this podcast, and thus not a stupid person, might think, okay, well, something extreme, which, as you know, I hate the word extreme because it doesn't fucking mean anything. It's a nebulous word. Right. Well, there's global warming has caused extreme weather. What does that mean? That doesn't mean any, right? If somebody says 2 + 2 = 4, okay. If somebody says, well, 2 + 2 is extreme. No, extreme is not a quantity. Extreme is not something that can be verified. Extreme is not objective and empirical. It cannot be measured. Extreme is a fucking emotion. And we all know what the great one feels about emotions. Feels about emotions? Oh, yes. Fuck you and fuck your emotions and your feels. Extremes. Okay, these are extremes for millennials. Other extremes include, remember, this is what they're trading, but extreme to never pay another fucking college loan payment. Oh, maybe I'll have my left hand cut off. All right, maybe I'll give up one of my testicles. Maybe I'll shave my head for the rest of my life. You know, maybe I'll give blood every, I don't know. Those might be extreme. Maybe, maybe I'll get fucking my tubes tied or a vasectomy so I can't reproduce because I'm incompetent. Right? That would be good. That would be good. How about that one? How about you don't want to make your student loan payments anymore? How about you get sterilized? That would be, there we go. I would be on board with this. Sterilization in exchange for free college. All right, here we go. Holy shit. No. Free college. You give up your right to vote. You give up any claim to welfare. And you get sterilized. There it is. That, you heard Bernie's free college plan. Bernie's like, you elect me, I'll just give you free college because money is unlimited. All right, here we go. Great one for president. Here it begins right now. You know what? I'm contemplating how far I want to take this. The first plank in my platform as your future president of the United States, a great one, you can't win. Oh yeah, I remember you said that to Donald Trump also. First plank in my platform, I will give free college. 6 years. I'll give you 6 years of free. By I will give you, what I mean is I will steal money from the taxpayers. I will steal money from the taxpayers and pay for your free college. Even if it's a liberal arts degree, it could be anything you fucking want. You can major in motherfucking recreation and business like the lovely, beautiful Jordan, whom I want to have children with. All you have to do in exchange for that free college, you give up all claims to welfare benefits. You give up voting for the rest of your life. And you get sterilized. Great one for president. Great. I'm thinking for the great one. Let's see. What year is this? fucking with Trump, the year of our Trump and Fuhrer, 2017, so I was 16. So 2020 will be the Trump and Fuhrer again. 2024. On the heels of the Trump and Fuhrer, the great one is going to run for president. You say great one, you're kidding. You're just talking bullshit. I might be. I might not. My God. Great one, aren't you an anarchist? Isn't that go against your principles? Fuck you. Yes, let me be the only fucking human on the planet Earth with principles. Oh yeah, let me stick to my... Everybody around me wants to fucking kill me, put me in a cage, and take my fucking property in the form of taxation. Yes, let me stand here and cling to my fucking anarchist principles in the face of a bunch of goddamn fucking douchebags. Speaking of fucking... Oh wait, I didn't finish talking... We haven't got to their extremities yet. Let's talk about the extremities of the nasty, filthy, disgusting little millennials. Here's the things they think would be extreme for them to give up. Oh, I'm getting distracted. All right, here we go. Shiny object. Squirrel. This is why I can't have the fucking website. Fucking, what do you call this thing? Internet browser open when I'm doing a podcast. But this is on the interwebs. I have to look at it. Okay. Focus. Can you imagine me as president trying to give a speech? My fellow Americans, I have been the president for 17 minutes and you can suck my motherfucking balls. Oh God, oh, we're so fucked. All right, okay. Other extremities for the millennial douchebag spoiled little cunts include a willingness to ditch ride sharing services like Uber or Lyft. 44% said they'd willing to, it doesn't say for how long, 44% said they'd stop using Uber or Lyft in return for not having to pay their student loans. Whoa, you are making such a great sacrifice. And giving up travel outside the country for 5 years. 42% said they would not travel outside the country for 5 years in exchange for not having to pay their student loans. Here's a question. If you can't pay your student loans, how do you have money to travel outside the country? I mean, this is some fucking spoiled-ass first world nation shit right here. Percent said they'd be willing to move in with their parents for 5 years. I'm pretty sure most of them are going to move in with their parents for more than 5 years anyhow. And 13% of them said they would give up texting. Only 8.2% of them chose to keep paying off their debt and not give up anything. Speaking of statist garbage, let's talk about right-wing statist garbage for a little bit. I have said before, but nobody listens, that the right-wing statists are really not that much different from the left-wing statist when you get right down to it. The right-wing statists still need the government to protect them and to take care of them, and they still expect the government to put people in cages and restrict people's freedom and all this other shit. It's just they want to do these things to different people than the left-wing statist. Thursday, September 7th, 2017. There's a post here, I'll put a link to it, from Vox Day. Vox Day. So, all right, first, let's start here. We've all heard of, by this point, of Gab, Gab.ai, this free speech social media platform, right? Which Apple won't let in their fucking store because it has free speech on it. Otherwise, it's hate speech, right? So the liberals are all fucking up in arms about Gab because it's filled with hate speech. So all the right-wingers went over there because the right-wingers are like, oh boy, look, it's a place where we can say what we want and we won't be censored. So Gab AI is not going to censor people. Well, Vox Day is a right-winger. And guess what? He wants Gab.ai to censor people. Because apparently people on Gab, and he's put in a couple of quotes here, so it must be true, it's on the internet, are calling him a pedophile. Quotes, everyone stay away from Vox Day. He is a faggot, Talmudic, half-Jew, half-Mexican pedophile pretending to be white. I heard Vox Day is a known pedophile who's viewed more pubescent boys online than viewers to his own site. Sad. So people are calling Vox Day names on Gab.ai, and Vox Day wants Gab.ai to censor them. Because Vox, who wrote the fantastic book, which is somewhere on the shelf here. So there it is, right here. What is this? What the fuck is this? I love when I pull stuff and I find notes. What is this? Okay. Wait, page 55. Hey, I'll read this to you. Page 55, first full paragraph, 56. Okay, Vox Day wrote this book, Social Justice Warriors Always Lie, Taking Down the Thought Police, is a fantastic book. I recommend you read this book. It's a great book. Here's some quotes from it. But given that Vox is a fucking butthurt fucking fairy who wants to censor people's speech, he'll probably try to sue me for copyright infringement. I don't have anything, Vox. Go for it. I mean, Jesus. And again, here he is. He's on the internet, just like a social justice warrior whom he wrote an entire fucking book about. He needs Gab to manage his emotions for him. He can't handle that somebody's calling him a pedophile. Guys, you can call me a pedophile all you want because it's not going to bother me because I'm not sexually interested in little boys. I have seen little boys. I have looked at little boys. They're at playgrounds, you know, they're walking down the street. I look at little boys. I have no sexual interest in little boys. Totally good on not being a pedophile. If you want to waste your finite life going on Gab, where I have an account, and calling me a pedophile, you feel free to do that. I am not going to need Gab to manage my emotions for me like a fucking social justice warrior and call for censorship. Page 55 of Social Justice Warriors Always Lie. Now, many authors might devote a chapter or two to defining what SJWs are or attempting to explain what they are or attempting to explain why they are what they are. Or trying to determine why they behave the way they do. I'm not going to do that because it simply isn't relevant to the point of this book. Knowing everything there is to know about shark DNA or what fish grizzly bears prefer to eat doesn't do you any good when you find yourself nose to nose with a hungry one. In a like manner, whatever went into the making of a social justice warrior with whom you are acquainted probably happened decades before you ever met him, and there is absolutely no way you are going to undo the consequences of years of psychological aberrancy by reasoning with him or lending him a sympathetic ear. And Vox is 100% correct about this. And the same thing applies to Vox. Here's Vox calling for censorship on the internet, on the social media site that he specifically fled to so that there wouldn't be censorship of him. See, Vox doesn't want to be censored. But when other people are censored, that's totally okay. See, other people's dogs should be on a leash. But my dog doesn't have to be on a leash. When my dog poops on the sidewalk, I can walk away and leave the poop there. because it's okay. Because those laws are for other people. They're not for me. And all of you statists have this fucking attitude. Every goddamn one of you. Every statist I've ever known in my life is at some point like, oh, well, that law doesn't matter. I just ignore. Well, yeah, I know it's illegal, but I don't care. Oh, so we need all the laws, but you could just feel free to not obey the laws. You just choose not to obey. Okay, can the rest of us, can I just choose not to pay income tax? No, they'll come and put me in a fucking cage, and you'll be right there cheering them on. So here's Vox over here whining. Oh, here we go. Let's see. All right. Do I need to read any of this? Blah, blah. As I have repeatedly explained, I support public free speech, which, of course, what has the great one told you in the articles of CLSology? If you have to tell people you do, it's because you don't. All right. And apparently, according to him, there are three types of free speech. There's platonic, public, and private. Blah, blah, blah. And he wrote a fucking... in the dark stream. Oh God, it links to a Periscope. I'm not gonna watch a Periscope video to find out what the hell you're talking about. The problem I see is that Gab is notably attempting to set its policy on the basis of platonic speech, limit on my lawn. There's the same potential for legal trouble since that policy does not permit them to remove libelous and defamatory speech. Once again, see, so they're this thing, well, we're gonna create different kinds of speech. Look, you either have free speech, you can either say anything you want, or you can't. Okay, Vox, come with me on this. This is going to get really complicated. It's like gender. It's a binary. You're either a boy, or you're a girl. The other 7,300 different genders are made up. So you see, Vox, you in either... say anything you want to say, or you can't. There are not three types of free speech. No, there aren't. There's not three types of free speech, just like there's not 73,000 different genders. You're either free to say what you want, or you're not. My God, the comments go on for days. And like he says about social justice warriors, I don't know what kind of traumas Vox has been through in his life. He's a great writer. I understand, and I have not read that much of his website. I seem to recall that he is a very, I seem to recall that he is a very rabid Christian. So there's another obvious mental illness that he has. Anyhow, he goes on, okay, it's not the real blah, blah, blah. Okay, the real problem is that unless the identity of the individuals is already known, it is going to be necessary to sue Gab in order to force it to disclose their identity so that they can be served for the libel case that Gab requires in order to take down a post. Man, this is a lot of work you're going to do just because somebody wrote something on the internet. Once again, guys, if you want to call me a pedophile on the internet, go for it. I am not going to sue Gab in order to find out who you are so that I can serve you for a libel case. I have shit to do. Okay? I am not a fucking loser. Who? Vox, do you have a fucking life? You're going to die one day. You're going to go to heaven and hang out with Jesus. You're going to live forever. You do have too much free time. You fucking do. You suffer from the illusion of infinity. You think that Jesus is real. Well, Jesus may have been a real guy, but you think God, there's this invisible man and they're up in the clouds and they live there. And when you die, you're going to go hang out with them. And so you can spend your whole life here on earth just fucking suing people and making threats on the internet because you don't have anything better to do. Holy shit, man. I had a lot of respect for you when I read this book. I still have some respect for you. It is a good book. I will still say to people, buy the fucking book. I'm sure that he's getting ready to sue me right now because I'm libelousing him. Dude, you've got to get a life, man. And this is my point. You alt-righters, when you dig deep enough, you're just a social justice warrior with a different set of political beliefs. All statists are the same. You're again, it's a binary. It's like boy and girl. It's like free speech or not free speech. You're either a statist or you're an anarchist. There's no fucking difference between Vox Dei and Trigglypuff if you dig deep enough. Regardless, this is something that the legal Legion of Evil is going to have to discuss before I make any decisions. So I'll be getting in touch with all of you to set up a group meeting later this week. This isn't the only matter we have to discuss, but it is the most important one at the moment. As a Gab supporter, I certainly don't wish to harm Gab in any way. Which is why you're going to sue them. This sort of situation is precisely why I previously advised Andrew to adopt a ban on site policy towards known trolls and troublemakers. So he wants Gab to have a ban on site policy towards known trolls and troublemakers. Number one, how do you define a troll and a troublemaker? Number two, how is that different from the censorship on Facebook, other than the censorship is coming from the right-wing statist as opposed to the left-wing statist? Anyone, anytime, any right-wing statist who tells me they support freedom of speech, I know you're lying. You know you're lying. Okay? You are not interested in freedom of speech any more than Trigglypuff is. You're not. Can we just stop the bullshit? Once again, why are you lying if your goals and your intentions and your fucking beliefs are all so goddamn wonderful? Why do you have to lie about them? I stand right here and I openly tell you, I want to turn off the welfare and let the welfare recipients die. I don't have to lie about it. Because my ideas are fucking not just wonderful, my ideas are right. My ideas are called natural selection. It's a real fucking thing. But you right-wingers, you have to fucking lie about everything. Yeah, Lauren Southern over there. I wasn't taking part. I wasn't on the boat. And then some fucking bald-headed homosexual guy who's left-wing justice warrior actually finds footage of Lauren on the boat and embarrasses her on the internet. I mean, why are you lying? Why? Why can't any of you fucking just tell the goddamn truth? I've been standing here telling the truth. Why can't you do it? You think you're better than me? You fucking... He's a fucking anarchist. He's stupid. He doesn't understand, man. We need the government, man. We gotta build roads. And if there were no government, the Muslims would come over here and rape all of our women. Okay, well, if you're fucking... All of your shit is so fucking wonderful, why do you have to lie and say shit like you believe in freedom of speech when you don't? You want censorship. Final sentence here is, but sometimes people, particularly idealists, need to learn these things for themselves. Well, that sounds like a threat. Are you threatening Andrew over at gab.ai? So anyhow, I mean, this came out September 7th. I have no idea what's going on with this now. I saw this somewhere. Let's see, Vox University update. What? NFL work week 3. Oh my god, really? Wait, you're writing about the NFL? The players understand this is about the culture war, so does the president. I'm not sure what percentage of the NFL watching public does. Okay, people who watch the NFL on a regular basis are not that fucking smart. I don't know what's going on. Memo of the week. As it turns, what is this? Fire anthem protesters. More. God, see, this football shit is everywhere. Just look, the people who watch football, the people who. Dude, I saw Denver Bronco jerseys all over downtown today. People who wear fucking football jerseys and watch football religiously. They're not very bright. Who cares what they think? Great one. Don't you watch football? Yes, I've told you before that I will fucking, if I'm going to a bar and there's a football game on, I will watch it. I can appreciate the athleticism. And yeah, I'll look at the teams and I go, okay, I'd rather have this team win than that team win. I can appreciate it. But people who actually go out, see, like, let's buy some clothes like the football players wear, and then let's go out to the bar specifically and spend a bunch of money watching the football game I could watch for free on the internet. I mean, just, no, you're not intelligent. Now, I'm just zapping through his website here to see if there's any update on this. Whoa. Okay, so we're triggering social justice warriors, Mexico needs pro, yep. Trump's UN speech. Tartarus. What? You have dates on this shit? September 18th. All right, I don't see any updates as to what's going on, so I have no clue where the hell this might be at this time. All of page 56. What else was I going to read? Alright, let me read another page to you from the excellent book from Vox Day called Social Justice Warriors Always Lie, Taking Down the Thought Police. Despite the fact that he is a right-wing, dare we call him a fascist who wants to silence freedom of speech when it offends his little feelings? Because, like Trigglypuff, he can't manage his emotions? Vox, if you can't handle people saying stuff on the internet, well, why don't you get off the internet? Right? Isn't that the same thing you and I would say to the social justice warriors? Well, I'm on Gab AI. I need social media because I don't have friends. Great one. Aren't you on Gab AI? Yes, I am. Once in a while, I sign on. If somebody new follows me, I follow them back. I haven't done anything over there. If I could auto-post the podcast to that, I would do it. Maybe I should check and see if it's happened, because I haven't really looked at it in months. I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe they've made advances. All right. Page 56. Vox Day, social justice warriors always lie. This is true even if you are sympathetic to some of the ideals social justice warriors claim as their goals, such as equality, diversity, respect, feminism, income inequality. I don't think that's a word. Is that a typo? I think it's supposed to be income inequality. Oh, income equality. I can't fucking read. That's the problem. Income equality, fat acceptance, gay marriage, transgender acceptance, vegetarianism, religious youth, I don't know what that word is, and atheism. In fact, this is particularly true if you are sympathetic to any of their objectives, as you are more easily pressured and policed. Normal people, you normies out there, normal people assume that social justice warriors are inclined to take on their ideological opponents, people like me. But the truth is that although they certainly don't like those they inevitably label right-wing extremists, for the most part they leave us alone because we are impervious to their influence. Oddly enough, Vox is not impervious to being called a pedophile on the internet. Oh, they will certainly complain about us, take advantage of any tactical missteps on our part, and block us on Twitter, says the man who is desperate to block people on gab.ai, but they seldom make the sort of concerted effort that one saw in the hounding of Brendan Eich or the metaphorical stoning of Dr. James Watson's, because they know their efforts will be largely futile. Yet apparently Vox does not know that his efforts will be futile to sue gab.ai to get the names of these people so that he can take them to court for libel. See, the social justice warriors have no life, so they throw themselves into fucking lawsuits and protesting and all this other shit. And then we have Vox, who apparently has no life and is going to throw himself into, although, you know, in all honesty, I didn't see anything else about it on the website, so maybe he's not throwing himself into it. Maybe he let go. Maybe he fucking woke up. Maybe he sobered up. I don't know. Instead, they prey on the naive and unsuspecting. They prey on the moderates, the middle grounders, and the fence sitters. They prey on people like you, good, decent individuals who try to treat everyone fairly and who can't imagine having done anything that anyone could possibly find objectionable. Why? Because soft targets are always easier to destroy than hard ones. And again, this is the truth. The social justice warriors target the quote-unquote normies. The people, then that's all you out there who are all fucking virtues. You're just so desperate to fit in, and you just want to get along, and oh, you just want to do what's right because you just want to feel good. And you don't really understand concepts like right or wrong or good or bad or anarchy and statism and stuff. And you really don't. I've said this a million times before. It's exaggeration. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Most people don't have more. Women do not have morals. Women do not have the ability. Their brains are not genetically able to make distinctions such as right and wrong, right? Because they've never needed that. Men have it, but a lot of men are losing it because they're being so feminized. So most of you out there, you are known as the 99%, you have no clue the difference between right and wrong, right? When Obama was killing people in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots, that was perfectly acceptable to you. That was right. Now, if Donald Trump does it, and he probably already has, I don't know, I don't keep up because I don't care. See, now it's wrong. Did you know, remember when George Bush was president? I do. The protesters against the war were out there on the corner all the fucking time. Mulberry and College, because I'd drive down College, or I'd walk down College. The anti-war protesters would be there. The day Obama fucking took office, they were gone. Never seen again. Because when Bush was the president, and there was a war in Afghanistan and a war in Iraq, well, war was wrong. But as soon as Obama became president, war is totally okay, right? And then you look at all the Republicans, right? They're all like, oh, we're against Obama. But as Obama gets in there, did you see any Republicans going, oh, well, Obama's, maybe we should stop the war? No, no, of course not. We're still in favor of war. Well, Republicans, they don't give a shit who's in the White House. They just want to fucking kill people. They have no concept of the difference between right and wrong. And that's why the social justice warriors target you normies. Because the SJWs are dumb, but they know, because you're just like them, they know you don't have any fucking concept of right and wrong, good and bad, moral, immoral, so forth and so on, even though I hate using all of those words because none of them really mean anything. This is great. I haven't got to a single thing. I had three articles I was going to read and talk about, and I'm not going to get to any of them. This is beautiful. Maybe I'll do another podcast. I don't know. Why? Because soft targets are always easier to destroy than hard ones. It's much easier to put pressure on someone who works for a university or a large corporation because the attacking SJW knows that he can count on the support of fellow SJWs in the faculty or the human resources department. The bigger the organization, the more likely there is a code of conduct containing nebulous terms that the SJW can claim were violated in some way, shape, or form. And again, this is absolutely true. This is how they work. If you work for a big corporation, or God help you, if you work for the government, there's going to be all sorts of nebulous bullshit out there that can be used against you. One more reason to fucking get yourself a, do we call it an unreal job? To get yourself a job working for yourself or working with a small company or just something. Over here on page 92, Vox puts forth, let's see, following quotations are selections from a highly influential document written by an anonymous GamerGator that effectively summarizes GamerGate's successful anti-social justice warrior approach. Here we go. All of the following are counterproductive and damage ourselves only. No objectives, no goals, no demands, no philosophies, no list. It screws up the framing of the issues by forcing us to, yes, you can download, you fucking computer. It screws up the framing of the issue by forcing us to focus on specific issues. We do not need clear endpoints. If people are discouraged by a perceived lack of progress, take a break. This is an extended and long-term approach, and you must take breaks. If you need specific goals for yourself, participate 2 or 3 days a week. Phrase it in those terms. Creating goals is not necessary. Hey, Vox, take a break from suing people on the internet for saying things you don't like. No narrative changing. As we are a consumer revolt and not a political movement, we do not need a narrative. Narratives are for PR. PR is the journalist's game, not ours. We let the opposition change the narrative for themselves as they've done time and time again for the last month. We are about facts, logic, and reason. A narrative is a way of spinning these. We have no spin, only truth. And number 3, no leaders. This is a 100% shill idea put forward by the opposition to make it easy to play the identity game. This is their bread and butter, and they will co-opt or ruin anything they can get their hands on. There are currently no weak points to attack. As attacks against individuals intensify, it's clear that giving them heads that are more important than others is a bad idea. So The book, SJWs Always Lie, offers practical advice on how to deal with being attacked by social justice warriors, much of it drawn from the Gamergate resistance, which Vox Day was involved with. He was not a leader, because that's the whole point. They don't have leaders. The social justice warriors love it when they can identify specific people to attack. Sort of like when you want to identify specific people to attack on gab.ai because they're calling you a pedophile because they have too much free time and you have too much free time. Once again, this is what happens when everybody has too much free time. Hey, what if we got rid of welfare? What if we turned off all the welfare to the single mothers, the welfare to the corporations? What if we turned all the welfare off and suddenly people had to create value for other humans in order to acquire food and shelter and clothing so as to not die? Suddenly, there would be no free time for suing people on the internet and needing censorship on the internet and needing corporations to manage your emotions for you and all the whiny. Ah, what a glorious fucking world. Great one for president, 2024. Second plank of the platform. All welfare turned off. Wait, what was the first platform? Oh, free college.